like your relationship is not going as strong as you want it to be, I'm talking about your loving, intimate relationship with your partner. As we progress in life, we typically see that our careers and finances tend to be stabilized, but the other parts of your life may be falling apart. And these parts of your life are usually your health situation, your loving relationship, and the fact that you're running out of time. We are the Foolish Couple. I'm Mina, and this is my husband, Andy. In our blogs, we mostly guide you on the three things in life that you cannot buy, even if you have all the money in the world. And those three things are health, love, and time. We've been together for over 3 decades, and over the last 30 years, we've had our ups and downs. But we have also figured out a lot about what keeps some couples together while others fall apart. So today, we're going to kickstart a series on loving relationships where we talk about the glue, the sticky stuff that not only keeps a relationship together, but makes your relationship grow stronger and closer over time.
Now, a couple weeks ago, we talked about how couples tend to argue over the smallest things and how most men would just own up to being at fault, even though he may not believe that he's actually wrong. And by temporarily putting a band-aid on a couple's relationship, arguments that don't actually have a resolution can cause detrimental effects in the long term. If you haven't seen that blog, we have included a link in the transcripts below. As far as I can remember, I was the guy everyone called or talked to when they had relationship problems back in high school, through college, and through most of my adult years. It seems interesting now that it is one of the most important topics that not only couples need, but the singles that are looking for their special someone also needs. Many couples believe that it's normal for a relationship to fizzle over time, to the point that they may be just roommates or even frenemies, like my parents were for most of their lives, sharing the same house. We studied many couples' relationships, and it comes down to 4 levels. On the high side, the best case scenario is when a couple are lifelong lovers and their bond grows stronger day by day. This is where I feel like me and Minna's relationship is. The level down is where the couples are more like best friends. They get along just fine, but there's no more passion and there is no common vision between them.
Now, there's 2 more levels down. The next level down is where a couple is more like roommates. They may share a place to live, but they sleep in separate rooms, they have separate lives, and that's actually not the worst. Now, on the bottom of the totem pole are couples that behave more like frenemies or maybe even enemies. They argue day and night, they don't get along at all. They have completely separate lives, separate finances, different friends, they don't really care about each other. We've talked about this in an earlier blog and you can find the link here as well. Now, I don't think it is normal for a couple's relationship to wither and die over time. A relationship is not like a flower. It doesn't just bloom and die. A relationship should be more like a tree. It grows stronger, bigger, and more solid over time.
Now, I can still remember the day that I got my very first Valentine poem. That was over 30 years ago in grade 12. From what I remember, you told me that it was a dare from one of your friends to send me that Valentine poem. Right, Mina?
Well, yeah, it was really meant to be a prank. During the time, I just moved from Asian country to Canada. And the Valentine pranks and jokes are not something that I am familiar with, so I just went along with whatever my friend said.
Either way, I'm so blessed that your friend got you to bring up the courage to do the prank, or we wouldn't be together today. What started out as a prank has become the most incredible journey we took together to where we are today. Almost every couple we speak to tells us it's normal to have arguments from time to time. They saw it growing up with their parents, and they see couples argue over the most trivial things all the time. It's normal to have arguments and lose the puppy love stage as your relationship grows, right? What if I told you that we can count the number of arguments we had on one hand over the last 31 years we have been together?
So the first secret in having everlasting love in a relationship is to have a common vision. In particular, the vision of your future together. Now, in this hustling and bustling world, this is particularly important for women. We are constantly striving to work harder and to advance our careers. We have a vision of where we want to be in terms of our careers, but rarely do women have their relationships in their visions. Now, you may have a picture or a dream of traveling the world, to live in a beautiful beachfront property, to retire financially well. But where is the relationship in that picture? The thing is, when you're in a relationship, it is actually in your best interest to work together and form a vision together. Because now you have two people working on the same dream and you can share the work and also support each other. It is much easier to get to a goal when both of you are moving in the same direction.
Now, men are guilty too. I know many men that likes to go drinking with the guys just to get away from their nagging wife, right? Part of the problem is that men tend to keep their dreams to themselves. They don't tell their spouse about the things that they want in life. And when a couple has two separate visions, they tend to move in different directions. And eventually, they will also grow apart.
So the first lesson is to have a vision. And more importantly is for a couple to share a common vision. And your common vision isn't just about the things that you both want, but it's also about the lifestyle that you want and the legacy that you want to leave behind.
Over the years, since high school, our visions constantly changes, but we always envision being together. If we envision buying a house, we envision us living happily together inside the house. If we have career changes, we always support each other in the decisions made and how they may eventually affect our lives.
So how do you go about having a common vision? Look, all you have to do is talk. Find a place where the two of you can really discuss your vision of your future. Be really honest and candid about what you want and why you want it. If there are some things that you don't agree on, you need to resolve it. We have seen too many couples that did not agree on how to raise the kids, and eventually they grew apart because of it. You should really talk about your ideal family situation, where you want to live, where you want to retire, what do you want to do, how to spend your time, the people that you'd like to hang out with. You should also talk about your plans on how to stay young, healthy, smart, and wealthy together.
Having a common vision is just the first glue that keeps our relationships together. We love to hear your thoughts and comments, so go ahead and leave your comments below. Till next time, love what you live and live what you love.